four ladies from across the world. We have come just to give a word. Come one, come two, come all. Ride with us and we won't let you fall. Loving God is what we've come to do. Edifying queens, oh, that's EQ.
Thanks, EQ fam and friends. We are happy to have you back on today. First, I would like to apologize for this episode being late. It was due to me being sick, but I still wanted to press forward and push through. As you all know, this has been a busy week due to Thanksgiving, you know, celebrating family and traveling and, you know, everything that comes with that. It has been a lot, and you know, Thanksgiving is not always happy for everybody. But either way, you know, we must thank God for allowing us to have another chance at life. You know, tomorrow isn't promised, so we just have to make the best of today, and yesterday. Excuse me, if I call for sneeze. I shouldn't. I feel better, way better, but I'm just apologizing in advance if you hear me take a little pause in between. As you all know, many people have different perspectives about Thanksgiving, and, you know, that's fine. But one thing I will say is you don't have to be happy to be thankful. I saw a lot of people saying, you know, due to losing a loved one or them not being able to celebrate how they used to, with traditions of family, they want to throw the whole holidays away. Their pain and grief is understandable, but the hopelessness isn't. Trust me, I've had many sad days this season, and I'll probably have a few more. But what we can't do is mope around and get stuck in that lonely and dark place in our minds and in our rooms sometimes. So if it's daytime, I would like to encourage you to open up a window and let some sun touch your face. If you are able to sit outside and get some vitamin D and fresh air, that would be great as well. And I also want to remind us to take our vitamin C and, you know, just let's take care of our bodies, you know, that God blessed us with, and do it out of love, not because we hate ourselves and want to change the way we look. You know how we always do have the New Year's resolutions and things like that because we want to change something because we don't like it. But I'm challenging all of us to change our mindsets when it comes to that. Let's do it because we love ourselves and we want to get better. We want to grow and become the men and women God has called us to be. So, and we can do it because God gives us strength to do those things that's hard for us. And it's not all about the look, or being doing it to look better, because beauty is vain and it will fade. It doesn't matter how many muscles or abs we have if we are not able to sustain our lifestyle by what we believe in and our values, and if we don't believe in God's word. It's a lot of unbelief going around in the world lately, with people who don't believe in God or don't believe in the Bible or either whichever one. We cannot fall victim to those things, especially in this season, because God is calling us forward. God is calling us to increase our faith, our morals, values, standards, everything, because God already knows that we are ready for that next level. We you've been praying about it, so it's coming. Just get in position. I hope that everyone will be full, not just off food in this season, but off of the word. Lately, I've been reading Psalms, and it's been so good to me. Listen, it's been in my personal Bible, my app, my study Bible. And the main thing that's been standing out is giving thanks, because we all know that God is good, even when we aren't. Literally, on our bad days, God is still good. And sometimes we forget that because it feels as if our world and our minds is all there is, but it's not. I want to share a fun fact that I learned from my nephew Shannon this over the holiday. It just makes me, it opened up my mind to see how grand and huge God really is, and how awesome he is. I asked him, now he's 4 years old, so I asked him a question to see if he knew what an island was. And he ended up helping me learn something new. He said he saw a picture of the island, and out of his curiosity, he wanted to know how it floats. And come to find out, it doesn't. Islands don't float. It's actually the bottom of an underwater mountain or a coral reef, or the remnants of a volcano, dependent on the island or the rock structure. But it really made me ponder how it's connected from the top, basically. So, like, below, you know, when all the way down to sea level, there's a volcano erupting in Hawaii on the Big Island right now. I don't know if it's still going on right now today, but as of November 27, 2022 and November 28, 2022 as well, the volcano was erupting and the lava is like sliding down into the water. So basically it's like increasing the landmass. Now, I'm not a scientist, but what I can say about this is it is very profound how it works. Like, the lava comes up from the core of the earth. So that's, yeah, it's just crazy how God has everything to work in a way that it's supposed to. It mostly makes me think about how amazing God's creation is and how he keeps the boundary lines intact for us. This earth could easily be overpowered by water, you know, storms and waves like they faced in Psalm. But over and over again, God calms the seas and he keeps us safe. He keeps the peace. So I just want to thank God for always being a promise keeper and a way maker and a light in the darkness. If you feel like God is silent right now and you are alone, you got to remember the teacher is always silent during the test. Now, they may give you some directions along the way if you ask, but they won't give you the answers. We have to sit through it and work it out. You know, sometimes you don't need a lot, just a blank sheet of paper and a pen, no calculator, because that's instant gratification. Now, we got to get ready for that long hand division, okay? I used to hate it, but the more you practice, the better you are at solving the harder problems later on down the line. It's the same way with life. Our life experiences and our mistakes that we make will come in handy sooner or later, but it's always best practice to think on those things that are good and not allow the negative experiences that we face to mold and shape us or keep us in emotional ruin, because that's how people get stuck in depression and anxiety and suicidal thoughts and things like that. And we're not going for it. We're not. We can't. We can't afford it. We cannot afford it. That's why it's so important about what you allow yourself to think about, focus on, because it will come to pass if you believe it, you know, if you allow it to manifest in your life. It affects the environment. And if you want your seed on good, solid, fertile ground, then the dirt around it has to be pliable and needs to be properly cared for. So our lives must be a reflection of the thankful living to Christ, who gave his life for us. And I know if we all fall short of the glory of God, but we must strive every day to become better, and to make sure that we are good ground. So when people sow into our lives, then they will reap the harvest, you know? It's hard. Yes, it's hard. But nothing worth having comes cheap. Not even deliverance. It's a fight of good and evil every day. And the enemy is always tempting us with things that we love and enjoy and sometimes want. You know, our flesh is very, it can be very, like, distracting. It can be overwhelming. It can be overpowering. But it's not worth spending eternity alone and without God. So I want to pray for us all. And actually, before I do that, I want to go to the verse, the scripture of, it's Psalm 107, verse 1-22. Now, this is the scripture that, the main scripture for this episode. It says, it's the start of book 5 in Psalm, and the subtitle is Thanksgiving for God's Deliverance. It says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord proclaim that he has redeemed them from the power of the foe and has gathered them from the lands, from the east and the west, from the north and the south. Some wandered in the desolate wilderness, finding no way to a city where they could live. They were hungry and thirsty. Their spirits failed within them. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He rescued them from their distress. He led them by the right path to go to a city where they could live. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his faithful love and his wondrous works for all humanity. For he has satisfied the thirsty and filled the hungry with good things. Others sat in darkness and gloom, prisoners in cruel chains because they rebelled against God's commands and despised the counsel of the Most High. He broke their spirits with hard labor. They stumbled, and there was no one to help. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He saved them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness and gloom and broke their chains apart. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his faithful love and his wondrous works for all humanity. For he has broken down the bronze gates and cut through the iron bars. Fools suffered affliction because of their rebellious ways and their iniquities. They loathed all food and came near the gates of death. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He saved them from their distress. He sent his word and healed them. Pause right there. He sent his word and healed them. So doesn't this sound like us? Yes. Sometimes, you know, when our parents told us things, or when God even tells us things to do, sometimes we're a little hard-headed, you know? You want to do it the way you want to do it, or you want to see. You know, sometimes we think we know what's best for us, and that's our number one mistake. Because God knows the beginning from the end, okay? So this is why it's so important for us to seek first the kingdom of God, and everything else will be added to us. And for us to pray and you know, it's okay to have goals and dreams and aspirations and the vision that God gave you. But at the end of the day, we must surrender that to God and ask him for his will to be done in our lives, to build up our relationship and our trust with God, you know, because just like with anybody else, trust has to be built. And sometimes due to, you know, our experiences with people, it's hard for us to trust anybody, including God, you know. But when you have those situations where you ask God for something, you pray, you cry out to him, and he answers, then that's when your relationship is built and your faith and your trust is built in God, because you know that he will come through, that he already has come through, you know, came through. And sometimes we forget all of the things that God has done for us because we so focused on the next thing. And that's what we're not going to do. We're not going to be ungrateful. We're going to be thankful for everything that God has done. Even if he doesn't do anything else, he's done enough, okay? He is still, even yet and still right now, working. You know, it's things that God is doing that we can't even see under the surface, you know? So let's just be thankful, you know, for what God has done in our lives and what he will do in the future. You know, I feel like that's how we can get out of a rut too, when we think about the things that God will do, and that he is already working on. Then we don't have time to, you know, sit and be sad, you know, because we're too busy praising him. I think when we praise him in advance, it will help us it will boost our spirits, and it will boost us up to where we need to be, you know, with God. You know, we need, with that peace, you know, that peace that we seek from external things, you know, we can have that with Jesus, because he is the Prince of Peace. So, I just wanted to say that. But yeah, God's word is all that we need. Sometimes we seek out other things to comfort us, or to whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, God is number one. We can't have idols over God. We can't put other things over God, because it doesn't work. It really doesn't. But going back to scripture, says verse 20, says he sent his word and healed them. He rescued them from the pit. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his faithful love and his wondrous works for all humanity. Let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and announce his works with shouts of joy. I think that's one of the missing things that my family didn't do, that I would like to start as a tradition, in my own family, whenever God says, you know, it will happen. But I would like everybody to go around and say what they're thankful for. It could be one thing or two or more, but, I think that will put the focus back where it needs to be instead of on the family drama. Like, I know a lot of people over the holidays, you know, went home with their family, people who they have issues with, but they, you know, tried to come together, which is a good thing. But I feel like when we focus on the things we can't control, then that's when things go awry. But if we put the focus back on God where it needs to be, on our great gratitude, then I feel like that will, that could have molded and shaped the environment, you know, of the house to positivity, you know, positive vibes only. And it's okay, you know, for people to speak their piece or get things off their chest, but I would have told them, write it down, write it down, no arguing, write it out, sit down, think about it. Because when you sit down and write out what you're thinking about, then it'll help you get all that anger and emotion out without you offending someone. So it's all about knowing how to communicate and how to decrease the animosity or the anxiousness or the anger in that moment. I can't think of the exact word to that I'm trying to think about, but it's okay. You know what I mean. But yeah, we are the adults now, and we have to take our rightful places in our families. We have to step up because our parents are getting older. Our grandparents are old already. So no more just showing up for Thanksgiving or Christmas. Like, we have to contribute. We have to be the change we want to see, basically. And I just hope that everybody had a good Thanksgiving. And even if you didn't, you know, these are tips. These are things that we can look forward to for next year. But yeah, I'm going to say a quick prayer. Lord, I pray. I first want to thank you, Father God, for allowing me to come forth, allowing me to speak to your children, oh God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will help us all, Lord, to be more thankful, Lord, with our actions and with the by the way that we live, oh God. I pray that you will see how thankful we are in our everyday lives, oh God. When we wake up and thank you first, Lord, when we open our eyes, we won't put other things over you, God. Help us to seek first your kingdom so that everything else will be added with to us, God. We thank you in advance for all that you have done and that you will do, God. We thank you for our health, Lord. We thank you for prosperity, Lord. We thank you for keeping us in our right minds, oh God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would restore their peace, oh God. If they are tired from the holidays and from cooking and cleaning and doing all of that, Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would give them a fresh wind, oh God, fresh anointing, oh God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would just give them strength, oh God, to get through the rest of this holiday season, oh God. With Christmas coming up, oh God, I pray that they will not be stressed about finances and things of that nature, oh God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that the holiday season will be put in the attention back on you, Father, because we know that you are the most important thing. And once we have you, once we have our relationships and our lives right with you, then there is nothing else that we need to worry about, oh God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we would build our trust and our faith in you, oh God, that we will continue to press forward toward the mark, Lord. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that your will be done in all of our lives, oh God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will forgive us for our sins that we have committed knowingly and unknowingly, oh God. We come humbling ourselves today, Lord, asking you, crying out to you, oh God, that you would help us, Lord, that you would heal us, oh God, that you would help us to turn from our wicked ways, Lord. And we pray that you would help us to be able to discern, oh God, what we are putting in our minds and our bodies, oh God, that we will not be stuffing ourselves, oh God, during this season, oh God. I pray that you would help us to be disciplined, oh God, even yet and still, oh God, that we will continue to do what we know is right, oh God. I pray that you will give us strength. I pray that you would help us to learn how to say no to the things that we need to say no to, oh God. I pray that you would even inspire us to fast during this season, oh God, and not just from food, Lord, but from whatever it is that you would need us to fast from, to put the attention back on you, oh God, too. And if we can't hear you in this season, oh God, I pray that that will increase your voice in our lives, oh God, in our hearts, oh God. I pray that we will feel you greater than ever before, oh God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, for financial blessings, oh God, during this season, oh God. I pray for increase, oh God, of stability and stamina, oh God. I pray for increase of a better attitude, oh God, for those who are struggling, oh God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would just continue to build us up, Lord, and mold us and shape us into the woman and man that you've called us to be, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for your sacrifices, oh God. We thank you, Lord. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will continue to send your angels, Lord, to surround us. We ask for protection in this season, oh God, from people robbing us, oh God, or trying to steal from our bank accounts, oh God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will just keep us safe and secure in your hands, oh God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that no harm shall come to us, oh God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, for the generations to come, oh God. I pray for the children, oh God. I pray that you would even give them increase in their intellect, oh God, and their behavior issues, oh God, anything that may be ailing them, oh God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that their parents, that us, we all will be able to break the generational curses, oh God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that the children will not have to face the sins of the father and the mothers, oh God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will give them grace and mercy, Lord. I pray that they would go from glory to glory, oh God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would just help them to navigate through life with a focus on you and knowing you, Father. I pray that they will not turn their backs on you. I pray that their parents will raise them up in the way that they should go so that they will never depart, oh God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will hear our voices and that you will come to us, oh God. As we draw near to you, you will draw near to us, as you said in James 2, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done in our lives, everything that you will do, and everything that you are doing right now. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So, there was another thing that I wanted to address. Is the fact that despite we are not, you know, perfect, God still loves us, so we cannot give up on him because he will not give up on you. Despite the popular meme that's trending going around, the one that says, no one is coming to save you, so save yourself. Don't listen to that. Don't believe that, because that is not true. As we know that we just read in Psalm that it says, then they cried out to the Lord in verse 19, in their trouble. He saved them from their distress. He sent his word and healed them. He rescued them from the pit. So we know that our God will hear us when we cry out to him, for him to rescue us. So don't fall in sharing liking things that don't align with your underlying belief, your foundational belief that you have in God. I found myself sometimes about to like or share something that I'm like, oh no, that doesn't align with me fully, even if the post aligns with me, even if the page name doesn't. I have to be careful. We all have to be careful about what we share and what we, because we don't know what's, who is behind those pages. And yeah, they might post one good thing, but it might, you know, when you share it, it will, they'll have the opportunity to feed everything else, you know, whatever their beliefs are, onto your page. So that's just something that I wanted to share, because that's how a lot of miscommunication happens. I just pray that God would save us from ourselves of thinking we know what's best or next. I pray that God will give us strategy in this season on how to move forward. I pray that we will have a meeting with God so that he will be able to speak to us, speak into us, and tell us, you know, what to do, which way to go, and how to do it. And I just want to encourage all of you who were not feeling good or feeling sad or down, that it gets greater later, because everything works for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, promise, plan, and his will and his way. So keep up your discernment. And if you need help with this, like I said, fasting from whatever, you know, God wants you to fast from, you know, just pray and seek God on what to do. I know there are many different type of fasts, so just consult with your Father about, you know, what to do in this season. God has already given me instructions on what I need to fast from. So he will put it right in your mind. He will. And it might not be the thing that you want to fast from, but it might be the thing that you need to fast from. For me, I need to fast from Facebook. But that's just me. That might not be you. And that's okay, because we are all different, and God has a different relationship with all of us, and a different, yeah. Just seek God. And I hope that this episode, I hope that you got something out of it, and I hope that you enjoyed it, and I hope that your family is better than ever, and I hope that you will continue to pray for them. Don't get weary in well doing. Keep praying. It's gonna happen. God will hear your cries for your family, and he will save them. Okay, so don't give up. This is not time to give up. This is time to press in. Okay, I love you. God loves you. EQ loves you, and we will see you real soon. Until next time, have a good day. I know that some of us have not accepted Jesus in our lives, and I just want to give you an opportunity. If you feel called, then I would like to read with you Romans 10 and 9. It says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. So I would like to say a short salvation prayer with you. It says, dear Lord Jesus, and you can repeat after me, thank you for dying on the cross for my sin. Please forgive me and come into my life. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Now help me to live for you the rest of this life. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.